Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost conservative populist radio program. April is Confederate Heritage and History Month, and here at the Political Cesspool, we're doing our part to bring you the best guests and interviews to raise the public's awareness. Stand by now for another great installment of the Political Cesspool, and here's your host, James Edwards.
All right, for the third time, we know it's not still April, not Confederate History Month anymore, but we've declared May to be Confederate History Month as well here in the Political Cesspool. No, old intro, we're going to get that fixed by next week. Anyway, third hour tonight, it's Saturday, May 2nd. We're here live, James Edwards, Winston Smith on the Political Cesspool, broadcasting from our flagship station this evening, AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, going out over the internet into the affiliate stations and satellite network of the Liberty News Radio Network at libertynewsradio.com, our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Okay, Ed's still on, giving us some very disturbing and breaking news, I might add, and we're very honored that he is breaking this news on this show. Winston, I know you've been sitting here taking this all in as we spoke with Ed for the last half hour. Give us a quick recap, a succinct recap of what we've learned so far. Let's hear your thoughts on the matter, and then let's turn it back over to Ed.
The briefest recap I can give, James, I could sum up in one word: outrage. I might also use the word preposterous. What has happened is that you have this gentleman, a man in good standing of the National Constitution Party, Edgar Steele, who applied for membership in the Idaho State Constitution Party, which is a subsidiary of the National Party. It's the Constitution Party. Now, he's a member of the National Party, as I said, but he was told by the chairman of the Idaho Party that he couldn't be a member. And let me ask you, you told us that you just received it in the mail last night that you had your membership request was denied. Can you tell us exactly how that went down? What did the letter look like? What was the tone of the letter that this fool sent you?
Well, I wasn't even given the courtesy of a letter or even an explanation. What I did was I printed off the form from the Idaho Constitution Party website for membership, filled it out, wrote out a check for $50 as a donation to the party, since there don't appear to be any dues required, and sent it in. And I did that back on the 1st of April, a month ago. So the guy sat on it, and just last night it came back in the mail in an envelope from Paul Venable's home address. And in the envelope was the envelope in which I sent a form and my check, together with the form, the original form and my check, not cashed, and stamped across the form in big, bright red letters. It's about 2 inches high and about 8 inches long, is the word rejected.
I bet that's the first time they ever used that stamp.
I'll bet it is, too.
My God.
And if I'm going to do my best to see to it that it's the last time.
Amen to that, Ed. All right, Winston, I know you can't be there on Wednesday night, but there's something you're going to do about it, and I think everyone listening to this program should do it. Winston, what are you going to make happen?
I'm going to contact the National Party and copy the Idaho State Party. I'm also going to copy the Tennessee State Constitution Party. I'm going to inform the National Party that until this is addressed and rectified properly, that I will not even consider voting Constitution Party ever again. This is totally outrageous. I don't know what constitution the Constitution Party is fighting for. It's certainly not the American Constitution.
Well, you know, this is a
they are rejecting a prestigious member for no good reason.
Well, the reason is, of course,
this decision. One man has said, "I do not want this prestigious member." Rejected.
Well, obviously, Edgar Steele, as a champion of our basic founding beliefs of what it is about to be an American, has a large following, and he will get them press. And it's press they don't want because they, like so many Americans, unfortunately, are afraid of being called a name that isn't really applicable. And so they don't want the press. I know where they're coming from, but, I mean, Is that what we are now? We're reduced to – we went from men like Davy Crockett and Nathan Bedford Forrest, people who feared nothing and gave everything for their duty and honor, to being afraid of perhaps – and listen, even if they were mentioned in the newspaper, it'd be the first time ever. So what are they afraid of? I mean, it's not as if they're on the cusp of greatness to begin with. Ed Steele could only help. And would help. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, this is a disturbing trend, gentlemen. It's not just the Constitution Party. Obviously, this has been in play for a long time in the GOP and Democratic parties. But the Sons of Confederate Veterans do the same kind of stuff. I mean, organizations that you would never expect this type of Marxist behavior to come from, they're getting on the bandwagon, too. And it's a sign of the times. And we've got to do something to stop it. And protesting to the greatest extent that we can is the least we can do, and I hope we all do it. But, Ed, by all means, we're rambling. Let us turn it back over to you. The spotlight is on you right now.
Well, I tell you, I think that our new Attorney General, Eric Holder, a black man appointed by Barack Obama, said it just right when he said that white America is filled with cowards afraid to discuss race.
They are. We are.
And he took a lot of heat for that. But he didn't take any heat from me because I agreed with him. And I promptly sat down and inscribed and sent to him a copy of my book saying, here's my attempt from 4 years ago to attempt to discuss race in America. Let the dialogue begin. And I also sent a copy that day to President Obama. Mr. Holder sent me back a nice note thanking me. I haven't heard from the White House yet. I like to think that Mr. Obama, President Obama, is reading the book and waiting until he finishes it before he responds to me.
That's exactly what's happening.
I'd like to have a discussion about race with these gentlemen who seem to think that there are no white people out here who want to have a discussion of race. And what you see happening with me right now with the Constitution Party of Idaho is exactly what happens to white people in America who have the temerity to be willing to discuss race. I tell you, the pendulum of race relations in America has swung too far. I am absolutely opposed to equal outcome when we tried to give them equal rights. Equal opportunity is different from equal outcome. Now we have affirmative action, which I absolutely oppose, and it has now become a fact of life. And we need to stand up and stop being those cowards that Eric Holder so correctly called us. And we need to speak out and speak back about outrageous behavior like this by black people and white people alike, invested with authority like this man has been, who use it on a racial basis to grind their own axes and to deny us our rights. This is the new civil rights movement, and it's for white people these days.
I want to give you a couple of radical names, Ed, and radical is a relative term around here, but Bill Ayers, Jesse Jackson, hell, Morris Dees, people like that. Let's say they have an epiphany. They join the Constitution Party. You think the Constitution Party rejects their membership applications?
Of course not. Hey, Ed?
Yeah, go ahead, Winston.
Is that my old friend Morris piping up there? What's that?
It's just Winston. What do you got, Winston?
You gave Barack Obama a copy of your book?
You bet I did.
That's cool. I mean, when Hugo Chavez gave Barack Obama a copy of a silly book that basically said America is a bloodthirsty nation, that America has ravaged that country down there, that book shot nearly the number one on Amazon. I think we need to tell people, hey, Edgar Steele gave Barack Obama a copy of Defense of Racism. Go out and buy a copy.
If and Barack loved it.
Barack Obama, it's good enough for you.
I'll bet it doesn't go to number one on Amazon as a result, although you can get it on Amazon.
Well, hope springs eternal, Ed. Listen, we got a couple of seconds left. Let's give out that, obviously, your website is nickelrant.com. We've got Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday, four nights from tonight, Wednesday night. You're going to be meeting in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. People need to be there. They can get the location, the time, the venue at nickelrant.com. That's right.
And I encourage people, especially Idaho residents, to be present, especially Kootenai County residents.
Hey, Ed,
it's
listen.
It's unclear to me who they're going to let vote, but they are installing officers, and I'm encouraging people to come and make sure that these aren't the hand-picked handmaidens of Paul Venable.
We got to go to break. If you don't mind, Ed, sit tight with us for one more minute. I want to be sure that we get this out one more time. Sit tight.
Political Cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please don't understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, basically, folks, we could talk about this, the double standards, the hypocrisies, the violation of our basic rights until we're blue in the face. I don't know what more we can say about the situation that we've been discussing here for the last few minutes, other than to say it's time to stop talking and talk action. Our people are big on talk and short on action, and we have got to start reversing those trends. And listen, I probably don't need to say this because you already know it, but Ed Steele is not on this show tonight to pick a fight with the Constitution Party. In fact, I'm sure Ed regrets the fact that he has to be on tonight to talk about this. I'm sure he regrets the fact that it ever happened. Ed Steele threw his name in the ballot not to create a stir in the Constitution Party or to create a controversy, but because he wants to make a positive impact on his community. He wants to try to do something proactive that will make a difference, as we should all do. Ed's done more than most, writing books, making speeches, public appearances, defending people that no one else would defend. He has made his life a sacrifice and a testament to the willpower that a man can have. Now he wants to run for office, and he's been being denied the opportunity to even join as a member of a political party and put his name on the ballot. And that is something that none of us can stand for. So, Ed, with that being said, let's give out that contact information one more time. If you live in Idaho, take this down with pen and paper and be there if you can. If you can't be there, if you live outside of Idaho, the least you can do is write the Constitution Party. Let them know that you will not stand by this. You will withhold support from the Constitution Party. And listen, I voted for them. I like them. Some very prominent members of the Constitution Party have made financial contributions to this very radio program. I don't have a problem with Michael Perutka and Chuck Baldwin. I like the guys. But listen, we cannot allow them to behave like this as a party. You register a complaint with the White House, you'll never hear a response. You register a complaint with the Constitution Party, and there is a chance that if enough of them come in, that they could make a positive decision on this. So anyway, Ed, let's go over that information one more time because I believe it's important.
I'm encouraging anybody listening to come and bring others to this organizational meeting of the Idaho Constitution Party of North Idaho, Wednesday night, May 6th at 7 p.m. in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, currently scheduled for Calypso's Coffee at 116 Lakeside Avenue. And check my website just before you go. If there's a change of venue and I know about it, I'll try to post it for you. Come there and understand, I'm not fighting with the Constitution Party. I maintain that it has been hijacked by the enemy. I'm fighting with the people that have hijacked the Constitution Party, and I'm adamant that we're going to take it back so that it can perform the function that it was formed to do on our behalf.
We're calling for a full muster.
It is outrageous that the Constitution Party now is being used to unconstitutionally deny one of us, me in this case, a right to vote even, or hold office, denying me equal protection under the law, denying me a right to free association, denying me a right to free speech, and finally denying me a right to due process by summarily rejecting my application for simple membership in the party after all I've done for that party.
And listen,
this
folks,
cannot be allowed to stand, and it will not stand.
as I said, we're calling for a full muster here, and if anybody can gather a crowd, it's Ed Steele. If you do one thing tonight before you go to bed, plan to be there on Wednesday night, or before you go to sleep, fire off an email or a phone call to the National Constitution Party or the Constitution Party of Idaho. I am going to do it in my official capacity as host of this radio program, a radio program who has given them a lot of help over the years and has worked closely with them in many battles. But I tell you, this isn't going to stand. And if we allow it to happen, if we allow them to do this to a man like Edgar Steele, come on. I'm not telling you something you don't know, folks. They'll do it to any one of you if you ever speak out on issues that they, the Constitution Party, I mean, we're not talking about the radical Zionists in the media. We're talking about we cannot allow the Constitution Party to become subverted and hijacked as so many of our vehicles have already been. Well, anyway, that's it. No, nothing more to be said. You know the story. You know the situation. You know what's at hand. Take action, and take action now. I don't care if you turn off this show. Go to work. And, Ed, thank you for coming on this program and letting us know about this. You can rest assured we stand with you, and we're gonna do what it takes.
Thank you, James. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience.
Thanks for spending some time with us tonight, Ed. We're going to bat for you as soon as I get off the air. We'll talk to you soon. Please keep us posted.
Appreciate it, and I will.
Anytime. Edgar Steele, everybody. Check him out at nickelrant.com. Well, Winston, I mean, that was something that we hadn't planned to talk about on this program tonight, but if ever a program was, if ever we were doing something that this program was created to do, it was getting out a message such as that.
It is, James. I was thinking, as you were talking to Ed, about our political parties. I mean, look at the Republican Party. Does it even resemble what you might expect in a republic? No. Is there anything democratic about the Democrat Party? No. Is the Constitution Party interested in the Constitution? Well, if they don't fix this problem, I say no, they're not, and they become just another hack political party that wants numbers rather than power.
Well, they don't even want numbers. I mean, I tell you, I guarantee you this, Winston, they don't want numbers or power. They just don't want to be called a name. They are so scared of being labeled as we have been falsely labeled by the media, that they would rather fall on their sword and run off a guy that could actually compete to win an office like Ed Steele, a man who has just an immeasurable following. They would rather alienate all of those potential members. Ed Steele's mailing list, I am telling you, have no idea. I mean, Pat Buchanan, all these guys we've had on, they don't bring the audience that Ed does. That's a fact. And, you know, the Constitution Party would rather, and he's based there in Iowa. So think of Idaho, excuse me, Idaho. He's based there in Idaho. Think of what an impact he could have in bringing money and members to that party. And all they have to do is just abide by their own principles, which, by the way, mirror his to a T.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, obviously they're not going to be outspoken on race in the platform, but their members are, and you know that. Their members are not removed from Ed at all. But here they are. They would rather lose than fight. They would rather lose than have the media attack them. I mean, if they're scared of the – listen, if they're afraid of being labeled by the media, do you really think they have what it takes to help – build a party that's going to take back this Constitution? You think that the criminally corrupt plutocratic elite that are in charge of this country right now are going to give it up without a fight? And they're too cowardly to even fight the media for something that will benefit them? No. We've got to turn this around.
Wanted to avoid negative press. They certainly have a funny way of going about it, because this will get negative press. And this chapter, it's not even formed yet, is it? They're forming it now. And the first piece of news, the first piece of press that they're going to be getting is that they denied Edgar Steele the ability to join and the ability to run for office.
Ed's going to have a crowd there too, let me promise you that right now. And
I'll call him and let us know how it went.
Oh, well, no, absolutely. And, of course, you can continue to track this thing as it develops, folks, at nickelrant.com. But Oh, man, Winston. Nothing more can be said. We're about to go to break, but we'll keep close tabs on this. Send off an email tonight. Let's flood the Constitution Party of Idaho and the National Constitution Party with complaints about this disgusting, reprehensible behavior and treatment, and know full well that if they get away with it with Ed, there is no chance that normal Americans will be able to join that party. We can't allow it to be subverted.
Don't
we'll be back.
Away. The political cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, welcome back to the show. This show has been obviously interrupted this evening, and I don't say that in a negative way whatsoever. It was interrupted in a positive way. It allowed us to really do our duty here when Ed Steele called in just literally seconds before showtime and asked if we could make some time available for him this evening. We spent an hour with Ed addressing obviously a very serious concern that we hope you will take action on. We are not going to have the time to cover everything we wanted to cover tonight. We're going to try to cram in as much as we can for the final half hour here. But before we do, we're going to take one more call from Clint in Missouri. Clint, what say you this evening, my friend?
Hello, it's the Missouri Bushwhacker calling from the foothills of the Ozarks in southeast Missouri. I've been drinking a few beers and listening to y'all and have never gone down smoother.
I tell you what, I have never had such an eloquently stated opening remark from a caller before. Beer must make you think well, Clint.
I'll take it as a compliment. I just happened to click on your show tonight, and I just caught the tail end of this whole deal. You know, I would say Edgar Steele exemplifies the Constitution Party's platform and beliefs more than their own state chairman, and I don't see how a state chairman can bar him from being part of the state party when he's part of the national party.
Well, I mean, first of all, as you said, Ed Steele exemplifies what, you know, he's paid the price for advocating for what their platform says they're supposed to be fighting for. And, you know, as I said again, and it's just as basic as you can get. If Ed Steele had been a radical Marxist, they would have welcomed him in, not because they mirror that philosophy, certainly they don't, but because, you know, oh, well, my son, come into the fold and let us reform you. Only a man with Ed's beliefs, which are, in my opinion, 100% spot on. I have never heard Ed say anything that I've disagreed with, except for minor things such as, you know, he wishes I would not stop voting for the Constitution. Stuff like that. This is a guy that they need. I mean, they've got nothing. I mean, they've been around since the, 70s, and they've never won a damn thing. And I say that as a guy that's voted for them. I like a lot of their members, but this is bad. I mean, you know, and if they're allowed to do like this, I mean, really, really. I mean, and they are small time. What do we have?
I voted for McCain this time, not because I liked him. I might as well have voted third party, but in my mind, I thought, you know what? If I vote for anybody else but McCain this time around, I'm voting for Obama. And I really had to swallow a lot of pride to vote for McCain. But this issue with Steele is not an issue that is new to other candidates. You know, when Governor Holden took down the flags in Missouri back in 04, I was a member of the Missouri Libertarian Party at the time, and I said, guys, if you want votes, this is an issue to jump on and demand they go back up. And you know what they told me? Well, that's too controversial. And I thought, you know, you people, the basic platform is good, but you will stick your necks out to defend pot and abortion, but the Confederate flag is too controversial. So I quit. I try to vote my principles, but I think what the nation is suffering from, and I've never considered myself a racist person. I still don't consider myself a racist person. But the problem that is plaguing America right now is a classic case of white guilt. You know, people are so afraid of what everybody's going to think of them that they would rather fall on their sword, as you say. And right now what they better be thinking about is this. You know, I believe somebody predicted that whites will be the minority in 2050. Well, guess what? It must be 2050, because right now whites seem to be the minority.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And here's the thing about it. As I said again, the phenomenon about all this, one of the things that's so disgusting is that, quite literally, the Constitution Party would rather lose than have a chance to win, if having a chance to win is going to cause them any discomfort. And I just never understood that. I mean, Clint, you know what we've gone through down here with hosting this show and fighting for the Confederate parks here as we did in 05? I mean, what's life without trial?
I really am, and I was proud to stand by you in Memphis.
Oh, it was an honor, and it was my honor.
And I will always remember that. I was going through some bad times personally myself. Some very bad times personally, but, you know, that was a great day. That was a great day in the middle of a lot of bad days that followed before and after.
Well, I've been through those valleys myself, Clint, as I guess we all have, and I'm happy to know that that was an uplifting time for you. Certainly it's one of the greatest days of my life, not because we did our duty. That was enough, but because we won. You know, those parks are still here, and we played a role in that because we commanded such great media attention. But nevertheless, what's going on here with Ed? We've been getting some emails, I understand, people wanting to know what's the email address for this chairman of the Idaho Constitution Party. The short answer is I don't know. I don't know because I didn't even know this was a situation until shortly before showtime. So
well,
we're still gathering
the,
facts ourselves. But,
National
folks, you can email Ed Steele, at conspiracypenpal.com. That's STEELE at conspiracypenpal.com, just as it sounds. And I'm sure he can get you the right information, or go to his website at nickelrant.com. But, Clint, did you have any final words?
Yeah, this is what I want everybody to think about. There's been a lot of people portrayed as racists, whatnot. Look, you got to vote your conscience. And if people want to find his address, I'm sure you can go to the Constitution Party website. I think it's constitutionparty.org, and click on state parties and find it.
That's it. That's exactly right. That's Clint, I don't know why I didn't think of that. Constitutionparty.org, go to the Idaho affiliate. It should be there. Or email me. I know everybody's got our website,
thepoliticalcesspool.org. And demand that the Idaho State Party chairman step down.
I guarantee you, if we flood them in one night with a couple hundred emails, they'll be wondering what's going on, and they'll know
let's
it's
do
not.
It then. I mean, let's flood them. Let's flood the National Constitution Party chairman. Go to constitutionparty.org, and let's find out who the national chairman is, and let's flood him with emails demanding that the state chairman of Idaho step down.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
He is not upholding the values, and in fact, what he is doing is committing discrimination based on the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Who says that can't work for us as well?
Well, it should.
He's discriminating against Edgar Steele.
Basically for his beliefs and the color of his skin. Absolutely right. I guarantee you, if he was a radicalized Marxist black, may'd have no problem, even though what that hypothetical black candidate would stand for would run contrary to everything the Constitution Party espouses. And even though Ed Steele mirrors the Constitution Party on 95% of its platform, well, what the hell? But, Clint, no, I'm glad. I wanted to move away from this, but there's really nothing I could infuse into the program tonight that would be more important than really reiterating to the point of absolute redundancy the fact that people need to do this.
I would like to add one more thing, if
sure,
that's
Clint.
Okay. The Libertarian Party did not heed my words. You know, when they did not jump on this Confederate flag thing back in 2004, which would have been at the most minute level a basis of free speech. So what happened this year? They didn't even get 2% of the vote. The Constitution Party actually beat them this year. And it is something I predicted before I left would happen to them. But sometimes, and I'm sure you feel this way, you just feel like you're speaking to a wall and nobody will listen to you. And it's time for people to start listening to other people's ideas.
Well, this is a Absolutely. And it's time for fresh leadership. I mean, this isn't leadership. This isn't an alternative to the Republican and Democratic duopoly, what we have going out there in the Constitution Party of Idaho. This is the same old stuff. This is...
Well, I said one time in an online forum, I said, it is time for us to run for office. I don't care if it's dog catcher, to try and make a change. And I did that. I ran for an alderman here in Marble Hill. And believe me, it was not a big election. The town's 1,500 people. But so far, I've been able to help get rid of a clerk that's been harassing people for years. And I helped pass a local ordinance that prohibits political profiling, which was portrayed in that MIAC report. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, did we ever? Right there in Missouri where you're from. Absolutely, we heard about it. We talked about it.
Start at the local level and go from there.
Hey, and Clint, do not for one minute ever underestimate or underscore what you've done there. The fact that you've been elected to an alderman, I tip my hat to you. I think that's a greater accomplishment than anything we've done here on this program. If everybody would do what you're doing, we would really make a difference. And I know from experience, I ran for state representative here in 2002 in a real dogfight of a race. And, well, it was the campaign that led me to this program. But I know what it's like to run for office, and people need to be doing it. Clint, thanks for the call. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Thank you.
Guys. We'll be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
If I didn't tell her, I didn't. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, folks, we've only got about 10 more minutes left in tonight's show. And from what I understand from our producer, we are absolutely slammed with phone calls, phones ringing off the hook at the Liberty News Radio headquarters. We are not going to be able to get to everyone, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to just completely disregard anything else I was going to talk about tonight and try to work through as many callers as possible over the next 10 minutes. But before I do, and I say this not selfishly, but just, well, matter-of-factly, and because we need the help, you look at what's going on here with the Constitution Party and this gross betrayal, and you look around. And truly, folks, how many entities are out there that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt are going to stand up for you, serve as your voice, go to bat for you, and if need be, die for you? How many organizations out there are that battle-tested and have the longevity to say with beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are the real deal? Well, I humbly submit that we are one of those programs. We're one of those organizations. Throughout the country, you'd be hard-pressed to count more than maybe 10, you can really say, have stood the test and not withered. And folks, if you appreciate this program and our mission, I encourage you to go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and donate financially to this show. It costs a lot of money to keep the show on the air. All of the hosting staff and production crew are volunteers, and we need your help to continue to fight this battle as we've done for the past 5 years. You can donate online at thepoliticalcesspool.org, as so many people have done since our inception. All right, enough of that. Let's go to Mishko from the Voices of Reason Radio Network. Mishko, what do you say about all this?
This is Mishko, and I've got to tell you, if you look at the Constitution Party of Idaho, who is the head of it? It's Paul Venable. He's a black man. I mean, he's serving his own self-interest, just as Edgar Steele would. But the problem is that Edgar Steele is looking for the best interest of his own people.
Which happened to be 99% of the people of Idaho.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is the problem here. If you go to cpidaho.org, which is their website, it's a black guy that's in charge.
Well, it's like I told Ed.
The interest of his people.
It's like I told Ed at the top.
Just like Obama.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Constitution Party of Idaho had to search the gutters to find the one black fella there in that state that would serve as chairman. I mean, my, what are the odds?
Well, if I could just tell you one thing that is funny, is that the National Museum of History for Black People, it was in Idaho. Well, it's not anymore. It closed down because nobody went there, you know. And now the head of the Constitution Party, this black gentleman, I've got nothing against black people, but I will tell you this. They look out for their own. This is a race issue.
This is, and they know it is. Listen, no, I mean, absolutely. And I've said this time and time again, that is something that is to be commended that they do. And it's something that we should do. You know, I know I sound like a broken record sometime, but we're not here to be, you know, eloquent commercial radio hosts. We're here to beat a message in. I mean, maybe we're propagandists. I don't know. We're propagandists for the truth. But the fact of the matter is this. We've got to start mimicking the playbook of the left and of the minorities. What they do is effective, and what they do in many instances is a lot more healthy and natural than the way we behave. It's particularly with regards to this specifically, this racial solidarity that the minorities have. And there's nothing wrong with it.
And James, if, and I know you know this, but until we as a group, as create our own tribe, so to speak, start looking towards our own interests, what is beneficial for us, everything that has happened in the last 50 years, which has been against us as a race, the people, the founding fathers, everybody that created this nation, white Christian people created this nation, until we get back to looking out for our own damn interests, we are going to fade away into the night without a shot being fired.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. Well, you could be exactly right. Let me say this. Never before in the history of human civilization have I ever seen a case where a group of people would rather put the interests of everyone else above that of their own family. But I kind of have to agree with Sam Dixon where he says, surely the European people of this world will not exit the stage of history without a fight. I mean, maybe they will. I won't. Maybe the rest of our people will. It remains to be seen. Let's hope that that's not the case. But as of right now, I mean, we certainly can't see any signs in any big ways of the trends turning. But, you know, we've been in the dark days before. There's been instances in the past throughout the history of Europe where our people were on the brink of elimination and we bounced back. And you know, we've got that in our spirit somewhere. We just got to stoke those embers.
Well, you know, James, I hope you're right. I believe you're right in my heart of hearts. I think we're all doing the right thing. Quite frankly, when I look at Europe right now, it scares the living hell out of me. I mean, my God, in France, I mean, they've got this, the president's a Hungarian Jew or a Greek Jew, mm-hmm. and he's trying to put into law to where you'll get benefits if the white French people have children with the illegal North Africans and Muslims. I mean, my God, while France is burning, he's bringing in more illegals. And I mean, and this is what's coming to us, England. I mean, perfect examples. I mean, everything that's happening to our brothers and sisters, the other white Europeans, is coming towards us. And it scares the living hell out of me. And all I got to say at this point is keep your powder dry, because until people wake the hell up and start looking towards their own self-interest, nothing's going to change. We have to think collectively. We have to think as a group. We have to think tribally. I mean, quite frankly, we need to start acting like Jews to a certain degree.
No, you're right. And listen, no, you're exactly right. And in behaving that way, that in no way suggests that we wish the displacement or annihilation or that we have even any dislike for other people. But, I mean, what is love if not loving your own family more than other people? I mean, my God, you don't have to hate anybody to love your own people. We don't have a love for our own people right now. And you know, in fact, we'd rather kill our own people than offend somebody, than offend the enemy. So I don't know, Mishko. We got to change it. We're working to change it. You're working to change it. Maybe a few more people to join us, and we can start seeing the rudder turn. But we'll keep our eyes peeled, and as you said, our powder dry. But you know, first things first, you know, it's a big battlefield. A lot of places we can apply ourselves, and sometimes it just seems overwhelming. Well, let's zero in on something a little more doable, and that's go to bat for Ed Steele, and I know that's what we're going to do tonight.
Absolutely. Good job, guys. Thank you for having me on. And you guys, love your show.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your work as well and those you work with. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Winston, are you still taking all this in stride?
I certainly am. In fact, I've just now sent my email to the National Constitution Party and told them that if they don't do something about Paul Venables' summary rejection of Edgar Steele's membership, then I'll never vote Constitution Party again.
Well, that's what we've got to be doing. See, there you go, guys. Take an example of Winston Smith. That's multitasking. He's hosting a syndicated radio show, and he's doing the work that we're asking other people to do. We put our money where our mouth is. We don't ask you to do anything that we don't do ourselves. We're sitting in the studio right now. Winston's typing off an email, and we're hosting the show at once. We're serious about it. And we've only got about 2 minutes left, but I want to try to quickly go to Anton in Pennsylvania. If we can work one more call in before we run out of time, we'll just have to pick it up next week when we come back with you. But Anton, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I got a quick message for you. And I got an email from him a while ago. Instantly, I emailed headquarters of the Constitutional Party. I got a response. First was an auto response that thank you for your blah, blah, blah. Now I got a different response saying, we're not really sure what you're talking about, but we'll put this to the proper authorities. And what I said, I sent him a very, very blunt email that, you know what, I've done my part for you. I've went out and campaigned for Chuck Baldwin, you know, yard signs, stickers, leaflets, you know, the same stuff everybody else did. And now I'm not going to donate a dime to them. I'm not going to tell everybody else that these guys are actually rejecting a person who is more than anybody else qualified up there to run for this position. And instantly when they heard, hey, wait a minute, this guy's saying we're not going to donate money anymore, cha-ching, oh, we're losing money. So I'm going to tell all my friends around here and all the people in my town who went out and took their time to campaign for their nominees that we're not going to do this anymore until you reverse this decision based upon one man. So if everybody does it, I think we might get somewhere.
Anton, I'm encouraged. I really believe. I am actually... almost predicting that we're gonna prevail here.
Well, whatever. I mean, I've been a fan of Ed's for years now, and to hear such nonsense. I mean, this is Constitution Party. This isn't like. This, anyways, I'm just.
Yeah, no, you're right. I appreciate you doing that. I'm gonna do it. We are flat out of time. I don't mean to cut you short, my friend. Call back next week.
I want everybody to flood them those bastards with emails and say this is wrong. You can't do this to people. This is absolute nonsense. We're not gonna give you money anymore. We're not gonna campaign for you anymore. Forget it.
We're out of time, Anton. We'll see y'all next week. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.